Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, don't forget all the other things you can do there, including finding out about our guest and our good friend this half hour. Well, she's our good friend all the time, but she's our guest this half hour, Elise Benin, the lovely and talented and always charming Elise Benin. She is the author of a number of books, including Self-Promotion Online and Designing Websites. She's our self-promotion expert. She's our promotion online expert. She's one of our web experts. She's a renaissance lady, ladies and gentlemen. Elise Benin, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back.
Yeah.
And how did I read the intro that your mother sent me? Would that go okay?
My mother couldn't have sent that.
She wouldn't have said anything that nice, right?
No, she would have, but she just wouldn't know how to put all the words together.
Well, I see. Okay. Well, I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Yes.
Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen. Elise, I know what you want to talk about today is something that I think a lot of people will really identify with, and it's what you call how to deal with silence. How to deal with the silence. Now, tell us the kind of silence that you're talking about.
I'm talking about the kind of silence that you don't expect, for example, when someone calls initially and is very interested in working with you or buying your product or service or whatever. And then you give them all the information that they need, and you're ready for them to make a decision positively, of course. And you do your follow-up very diligently, and then you never hear from them again.
Mm-hmm.
Or you don't hear from them for a while, and you start making all sorts of assumptions about what's going on without really knowing the truth about what's going on.
Mm-hmm. And it might not just be something that disconnected as somebody who just makes a query to you. It might actually, sometimes people don't get back with you who you're doing regular business with.
Well, actually, this morning I have a client who has just been ignoring me for about 6 weeks now, and we're in the middle of a project. And I know that he's very busy and that this is not at the top of his list, but we need to finish it.
Right. Well, what he doesn't realize is even though he's very busy, it's got you a little discombobulated.
Yes, and that's the challenge, I think, is how to react to this kind of silence, not be offended by it, not take it personally, not get mad at the other person, and just kind of methodically keep persisting and keep the contact going.
Right.
Instead of just, you know, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people do the silent treatment in response to it or you know, say, oh, well, I'm never going to talk to that person again or, you know, make all sorts of assumptions that end the relationship in their mind.
Yeah. Well, I've been through this before, and the way I've handled it is just to keep, obviously, my audience won't be surprised to hear that I continue to be persistent. I don't let them go away. And I actually had one really high-level person one time. I actually emailed them once and apologized. I said, you know, I apologize if I'm being persistent. I'm too persistent. I don't want to be too presumptuous, et cetera, et cetera. And when the person finally got back to me, they said, you know, don't worry about that. In fact, she said, I'm glad you're like that because it helps me to get you on my radar screen.
Yes. I find that for myself and for the clients that I work with, often when the person they're persisting with finally responds, it's with gratitude.
Right. That's been my experience, too. But it can be maddening waiting on them, can't it?
Mm-hmm. It can be.
I found using humor helps to get their attention.
Like how?
Well, I write them an email and I'd say something like, I'm so happy to hear that you were not abducted by aliens. I just talked to a mutual friend, and they told me you were okay. I was afraid that you'd been abducted by aliens.
I like that. I'm going to use that.
It's amazing how. Wait a minute, Elise. I've trademarked that. And so it's amazing how many times people will get back with you. Or you know what I did one time?
What?
I sent the screen. The screen was the one that I was trying to get through. I sent her flowers. And said, if this doesn't get me a darn phone call, I don't know what will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he used a little bit of aggression, but also kindness too. And guess what? The delivery man had not gotten out of the building at her office till she called before she called.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it works. Anyway, Elise has got 20 ideas, 20 tips. Count them, 20 on how to deal with silence. She's going to tell us about those right after these messages. Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Designing Websites for Every Audience. Stay with us.
Do you say the same words to someone else when I'm
there? Ask me how I knew my true love was true.
Mr. Tony Williams, ladies and gentlemen.
Something here inside.
Lead singer for the Platters, the great singers of the late 50s and very early 60s. What a great voice. What an incredible song. Elise Benin, you don't remember that song, do you?
No, it's a little bit before my time.
But you've heard that one before, right?
I have. My dad used to hum it.
Your dad used to hum it. Oh, that hurt. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a great song. Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Designing Websites for Every Audience and Self-Promotion Online. Elise, give us your website, please.
It's artofselfpromotion.com. All one word.
All right. And tell us what we'll find when we get there.
I have lots of useful information on my site, articles I've written about marketing and self-promotion, and a really extensive links page with links out to all sorts of resources.
Not just about how to promote yourself, folks, but how to do it well and do it online, which is one of the best ways to do it, isn't it, Elise?
That's right.
But sometimes when we're doing our best to promote ourselves, we get nothing back. You call that the silent treatment, and you've got some tips on how we can deal with that beyond my rudimentary ones that I mentioned last time.
Well, but I want to pick up there because the two that we were talking about, the flowers and the humor, have something in common, which I think is important to identify.
Yeah.
And that is that it stops people in their tracks.
Right.
Because one of the things I think that prevents that other person from responding is that they're just busy in their routine. You don't fit into their routine.
Right. They got a plan, but you're not part of it today.
Not today.
Yeah.
And it's all about timing, usually.
Mm-hmm.
So what you have to do is, if you really want an answer right then, and sometimes you don't have to have one right then, you just need to know that, you know, eventually something will come.
Right.
But stopping them in their tracks, I think, is a really important point.
Right. Like we need somebody to stop that dog in his tracks, right?
That dog outside my window?
Yeah. Your cat's okay, right?
That's right.
Okay.
So I send out this online email newsletter called Quick Online Marketing Tips, which you can also sign up for on my website.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a tip called What Does the Silence Mean? Because a lot of my mentoring clients kept telling me about situations where they were getting silence and making up all sorts of stories about what it meant.
Toxic talk, weren't they? They were coming up with all kinds of ideas. They hate me. They'll never speak to me again. They'll blackball me all over the industry. All these kinds of things.
Exactly.
Yeah, which is toxic.
So I wrote this tip that basically said, you have no idea what the silence means. All you can do is try to find that line between being a pest and being persistent.
Right.
So I got a ton of response from people basically telling me how they are persistent without being a pest.
Mm-hmm.
And how they get a response. So I just want to share a couple of those with you.
All right, go ahead.
One is, and this is a really important one, be patient and persistent and just don't give up unless they say, don't ever call me again.
You know, one of the things as a customer myself, one of the things that I admire is persistence. I admire that very much. And you know, now, and it's now not after I have said, you know, not no, but no. Mm-hmm. You know, I won't do business with you now, and you know, maybe not ever, but now, if I've never said that to somebody and told them, you know, leave me alone for a while, then I really admire persistence. And those people who do that let me know that they want my business, and I it makes me presume that they'll earn my business.
Yes, and it lets people know that you're not going away also, because if you don't persist, then when it comes time that they, in fact, want to contact you, they may assume that since you haven't called them in a while, maybe you're not there anymore.
Exactly.
Or that you're unreliable, or, you know, they'll start making up stories in their head about you.
And don't
maybe
forget,
they can't even remember your name.
Don't forget, people buy when they want to buy, not when you want to buy. You want
right.
them to buy. And so you got to be there.
You definitely have to be there.
When they're ready to go.
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
Okay, something very simple. Ask for a yay or a nay.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need a whole long thing from them. You just want to know, and you just want to say to them, tell me yes or no right now.
Right. So okay. Give them the sharp angle close. Say, look, I need to know, should I keep showing up, or you know, would you like to, you know, just get off the, tell them to get off the fence, basically, is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty aggressive.
Well, you're basically saying them, I don't need you to spend a lot of time on this. I just want to know if I should keep calling.
Right. Or how about a piece of a variation of that is to say, look, I don't need your final answer today. I just need the answer to this question so I can make the next step.
Right. Definitely.
Right. Okay. Because sometimes the silent treatment, as I think you alluded to earlier, sometimes the silent treatment is not about whether they're ultimately going to do business with you. Maybe they're already doing business with you. You just need them to help you with the next step of a project you're already working on.
Right.
Okay, what's next?
Ask if they're okay. I think if you take it to a human level, this is kind of similar to what you were saying about humor before. But, you know, if you say, I hope you're all right, I haven't heard from you, they are more likely to say, oh, yes, I'm fine. I've just been really busy.
Right.
Here's another one that I think is actually one of the best ones, and that is put them on auto drip, okay? Because a lot of people have this rule that I think is really arbitrary, 3 strikes and you're out.
Yeah. So you're saying like the Chinese torture,
mm-hmm.
right? Like with the dripping of the water, the Chinese torture. I like that one. I know some people I'd like to do a little Chinese torture. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back with our good friend Elise Bennett. I'm Jim Blassingame, and you know who you are.
My dog surprise. Sunshine came softly through my window today.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for being part of our day. Looking forward to our next visit, but we're not through. We still got some stuff coming up here with some more things to talk about with our good friend Elise Bennett. Elise, give us your website again, please.
It's artofselfpromotion.com.
And we can find your books there, can't we?
You can.
And we can also find out about your newsletter that you send out.
That's right. You can sign up for my quick online marketing tips, which I send out every 2 weeks.
It's a good one, folks. I use it myself. I read it myself. On a regular basis, and I encourage you to check on it. It's free, right?
Yeah.
We like free things.
Definitely, and it's quick.
And yeah, exactly. And folks, Elise does a good job in writing this, and she has the things that the way she writes is a perspective that I don't think you'll find anywhere else. It's really smart. It's a little bit quirky like her, which is what I love about Elise, but you'll like it a lot. And so check that out at artofselfpromotion.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, Elise, we're talking about how to deal with a silent treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And you got some more tips for us.
I do, although one thing I was just thinking, in addition to the tips that people sent me, they had a lot of interesting ideas about what the silence means. And one of the best ones I would just like to read to you.
All right.
one of my readers, his name is J. Carlos Casas, said, "Sometimes I wonder if our passivity makes people behave in this socially acceptable fashion that we all dislike." And I just thought that, you know, taking partial responsibility by not being persistent is an interesting idea about how people get away with not responding. And, you know, because otherwise people tend to blame the other for not getting back to me.
At least don't we have to put ourselves in their world for a minute and say, okay, if this person is who we want to talk to, if we're trying to connect with them, they obviously are a decision maker. I mean, the chances are 9 out of 10 that they're a decision maker. That means they've got a lot of responsibility. That means they've got, you know, a lot of people working for them, maybe a pretty good sized budget, et cetera, et cetera. So they've got a lot of things on their plate. And as your reader alluded to, don't we need to take responsibility for this and say, okay, I'm going to make sure that I give this person the maximum opportunity to work me into their schedule, but we have that responsibility to stay in front of them, but also don't we also have the responsibility to make it short and to the point so it doesn't take a lot of their time?
Absolutely, and make it easy for them to respond. So one of the techniques that I use that really works well is a combination alternating between email and voicemail.
Yeah.
And I find that after 2 or 3 times of leaving the message or sending the messages, they get back to me. And part of it has to do with the fact that, you know, I feel like I'm just trying to catch someone at the right moment. That's all I want to do. And so the more volleys I put out there, the more likely it is that they'll send one back my way.
But you have to keep moving it around. Now I've actually accidentally given somebody the silent treatment before. I was actually the perpetrator of the silent treatment.
Yes, we all are. Also.
I know we are. But this was a case where the guy, I'd never done business with the guy. I just met him. I didn't really want to do business with him, but he kept after me, and I probably was going to get back with him until he wrote me a letter, wrote me an email, and basically chastised me for not getting back with him. And guess what? That ensured that he was going to get the silent treatment.
Yeah, you have to be very respectful, I think. And
I mean, I didn't know him anything. He contacted me. I didn't know him anything. And I would have gotten back with him. I was talking about the other folks. I was busy. I just didn't have time to do it. But before I could get back with him, he was in my face. And that ensured that I was never going to do business with him.
Right.
That's a bad move, folks, I think.
Definitely.
Yeah. You got to stay positive. You got to stay professional. And you got to stay persistent. I think that's a good idea. At least 10 seconds. You got a quick one?
I was just thinking, it feels like a creative process to me, how to reach out to people. Like, it's an art.
Yeah.
And there's no formula.
You mean like the art of self-promotion?
Yes, kind of.
And put a .com on the end of that, right, Elise?
That's right.
I've done this before, Elise. Thank you for being here. Good job today.
Sure.
As always. Elise Bennett, ladies and gentlemen, we won't do without her, I promise. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And you know, this program really is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.